This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Governor Robert Bentley's senior advisor, Rebecca Mason, has resigned. This comes 1 week after the governor faced accusations from the former head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency of having an affair with her. Both Mason and Bentley denied the affair, but Bentley says he did make inappropriate comments to her. Meanwhile, calls persist for Bentley to resign. We talk about the situation with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, what does Rebecca Mason's resignation mean for this political firestorm that's erupted around these allegations of Bentley's affair?
Well, I mean, it's the first inevitability, really. I mean, it had to happen at some point if the governor is really going to try to hold on to his job. And so it's not surprising at all that it happened. I think he believes it's going to calm things down, but I don't believe that's going to be the case.
So he believes it'll calm things down. You don't believe that's going to be the case. He has faced numerous questions about the alleged affair at public appearances this week. What does it do for Bentley then?
Well, it is the first thing he had to do, as I said. But for those who want him to step down, this is like, you know, the sandcastle crumbling in the tide. You know, it is the first thing to fall, and it gives the impression, rightly, that the administration is coming apart. And at this point in his administration, that's really pretty much it. I mean, she was his main voice, and it's an important step, but it's not the end of this.
Well, Bentley gave an interview to the New York Times yesterday. He says there's a lot of misinformation on social media, and his conduct has not been all that egregious, in his words. He says he'll release a video message to get his message out unfiltered. How do you see those comments that he gave?
How do I see them? You know, this is not only a family values governor, but this is the personal responsibility governor who told, you know, the people of the Black Belt who's going to teach them how they could pull their way out of poverty. Those words seem almost as ill-advised and as out of touch as the things he said in that horrible press conference that he referred to in the New York Times piece as a firing squad, I believe.
Where does this leave the governor then, if you describe him as out of touch, not really a lot of breathing room?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to face increasing amounts of pressure from within his own party and from out, and I think that he is going to pay the price for having alienated some of the people who put him in office, some of whom are very powerful. I think he's really got to work to try to mend those fences now, or he is he's toast.
Well, let me ask about that a little bit more, because you've called for him to resign. Some lawmakers have. There's talk above resolutions of impeachment, a recall procedure, but this isn't coming from Republican leadership. So how much risk is he of actually being forced out?
Well, I mean, there are more and more voices coming every day from Republicans who are saying, we can't have this, and it's not the Mike Hubbards of the world.
Who himself faces trial and ethics charges.
We'll go to trial soon, as it turns out, on 23 felony ethics violations. We haven't heard much from the Senate pro tem, Del Marsh. But indications are that more and more people are starting to say this is not a tenable situation. It's starting to affect our ability to recruit businesses. People are canceling appointments. It's hurting the state, not just as an embarrassment, but in a matter of practice.
Well, also this morning, the trial of House Speaker Mike Hubbard on felony ethics charges has been pushed back to mid-May, but it appears it will finally go to trial after a judge this week declined to throw out the case. Hubbard's defense team argued the charges should be dismissed because of prosecutorial misconduct. And John, just remind us what this allegation was about.
There were several allegations about prosecutorial misconduct. Most of them surrounded Prosecutor Matt Hart, who was accused of leaking grand jury information and trying to taint the jury pool and that sort of thing. The most well-known part of that came when a radio host and lawyer in Montgomery came out and said Hart had talked to him a lot of times and had leaked information. The judge reviewed the tapes, the audio, and emails and said basically from his perspective, Hart was trying to figure out where the leaks were coming from rather than leaking. So nip that in the bud, set it for trial, and let's go.
So since the judge said it appeared that he was looking for how the leaks were getting out, not leaking information himself, does that mean that these accusations of prosecutorial misconduct are just off the table when we get to trial?
Well, they're going to be able to. He did say that Baron Coleman, this radio host, would be able to testify in the trial if necessary. It's hard to imagine, frankly, a scenario in which he would be relevant in that part of the trial. but it's open for it to come back up.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, great to have you here.
You too.